Random House Audio presents Sous Chef, 24 Hours on the Line, by Michael Gibney. Read for you by Fred Berman, with the preface read by the author. Publisher's note: this program includes charts and a list of selected kitchen terminology, which can be viewed by opening the accompanying digital PDF file on any PC or Mac computer.
For my family. Fyodor Pavlovich, when he heard about this new quality in Smerdyakov, immediately decided that he should be a cook and sent him to Moscow for training. He spent a few years in training and came back much changed in appearance. He suddenly became somehow remarkably old, with wrinkles even quite disproportionate to his age, turned sallow and began to look like a eunuch. Fyodor Dostoevsky, The Brothers Karamazov. Preface. On a warm afternoon in the spring of 2011, I found myself on a shady corner of 43rd Street, just off Times Square, smoking one last cigarette before returning to the 20th floor of the Condé Nast building to complete the second half of my day clipping magazine articles for the New Yorker's editorial library, a temporary gig I'd taken between kitchen jobs. I was about to check the butt in the gutter when out of the corner of my eye I spotted a figure whose large silhouette seemed familiar enough to warrant a second look. He was a tall man, at least 6'3", with a mange of unattended curls atop his head that made him appear even taller. He stood with his back to me, a navy blue pinstriped suit hanging loosely over his broad shoulders. He puffed at a cigarette and chatted on his phone, making lively gestures with his free hand, while a nimbus of smoke collected in the air around him. Even though I couldn't see his face, there was something about his posture that I recognized immediately. He was poised, yet oddly...